And you're very welcome back to the programme. Now, you're listening to Community Radio Kilkenny City, Kilkenny Today, and it's proudly the only radio station in Ireland with a dedicated weekly astronomy slot. And joining us once again is David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. And David always manages to remind us that some of the most spectacular things in the universe can be seen from our very own back gardens. And this week is particularly exciting with the International Space Station putting on a dazzling display, a beautiful close-up encounter between Venus and one of the brightest stars in the sky, and even a treat for night owls later in the week. David, you are very welcome, as always, to Kilkenny Today.
Thank you very much, Eugene.
Now, David, the International Space Station is making a more spectacular passes over Ireland this week. And for anyone who has never seen it before, what exactly should they be looking for, and why is this one of the best weeks of the year to spot it?
Well, first of all, it's extremely bright. So it outshines all the stars in the sky. It's at least a dozen times brighter than the brightest star you will see in the sky. So that's really spectacular. And it's manned. There are 7 astronauts on board. 2 women, 5 men at the moment. Next week, a new crew is going up. That'll be the day after next week's show, so save that until then. But it means we'll get a space chase coming up if we're lucky. We're trying to find the exact details of that at the moment. But for now, every night this week, you'll see at a different time. I saw it myself last night. It flew over. It's extremely bright. Haven't seen it for about 2 months because we get the 2 weeks windows every 2 months when it's in the evening skies. So great to see an old friend coming back.
And many people, David, assume they need a telescope to enjoy astronomy, but that's not true. Sure, it's not.
No, most of the things we cover in Astronomy Ireland magazine every month are what you can see with the naked eye. So things like the space station, the planets on view, the northern lights and meteor showers, even the moon going near planets and the like. Maybe you have a pair of binoculars. You can get them for 20 or 30 quid these days. And that'll just give you a closer view. But really, it's a very inexpensive hobby. Even the magazine will only cost you about €1 a week. Fantastic hobby. And like you said, most things visible in your backyard.
Yeah, and it sounds, and watching the space station go through the sky at night, it's like an aircraft, except it's traveling at around 28,000 kilometres an hour. So that's what people should be looking out for. It's like an aircraft in the sky, isn't it?
Yeah, about the speed that high-flying jets cross the sky during the day. Sometimes you see them at night with their lights flashing away. So if it zips across the sky in less than a second, that's a meteor or shooting star. If it takes a couple of minutes to cross the sky, it's a satellite. And there are now, unfortunately, thousands of satellites you can see with the naked eye. But ISS is the biggest and the brightest and the only one you're going to see with people on board. That's why we make it so special. And we'll post the exact time to see it on our social media free of charge every day by about 4 o'clock. So you're well set up. It'll always fly over after sunset this week. That's not till around 10 p.m. We have hours in advance. And if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, down the bottom, you'll see the links to Instagram, X, and Facebook. And if you follow those, then you will see the prediction. We've already got them up online for tonight. At the moment, I can give you having a quick look by telling you the first pass, and there are 3 passes tonight, is at 11:33 p.m. Has to be a little bit late this time of year because the sky doesn't get dark until late. There are other passes after midnight then. 2 of them are going to pass in front of the moon. So if you live by, I think it's from Mayo across to Armagh, you'll see the pass in the moon there. And then from, I think it's County Clare to Wexford, pretty sure of those, the exact times are on the website if you want to stay up late and see something really incredible. I've very rarely seen ISS pass in front of the moon, and you have to be in a fairly narrow strip just a few miles wide. So we predict all this free on the social media, the Northern Lights.
I was going to say, Astronomy Ireland provides free daily alerts, not weekly, daily alerts telling people exactly when and where to look. And there must be a fair bit of work involved in that, David, to get all that together up on Astronomy Ireland.
Yeah, we have a few volunteers who help post everything all across the social media. And then, you know, when you're running a magazine, you're checking what's happening every day. It's all part of the fun. And I'll do up a few exact calculations for Ireland and send them on to the volunteers, who will then post them on social media. And I think between our email, our various social media platforms, we've got 100,000 people in Ireland. And the Aurora alerts that we've been doing, there isn't one for tonight, a spoiler alert, is the longest running Northern Lights prediction service for Ireland. So do make sure you follow ours. Free, and the magazine is, you know, a euro a week. It's close to free as we can get it. Because unlike the other magazines around the world, ours is mostly done by volunteers. And every bit is as good, if not better.
Yeah, and as you say, it's not just IS alerts. You also alert people to the possible Northern Lights displays and even rare events like the space station passing in front of the moon. They're all catered for on Astronomy Ireland for people to go in and look at when those things are happening.
Yeah, and we predicted an aurora last Friday evening. Sure enough, just before dawn on Saturday morning, the aurora exploded into view. It was sort of getting too bright from Ireland. It was mostly cloudy. But it was perfect timing for North America, where it was still dark. And, of course, that was the start of their July the 4th. So they actually got a display of Northern Lights for their 250th anniversary celebrations. And
auroras like that, David, how often do opportunities like that come along?
Well, I tend to see about a dozen displays a year. Now, only two or three of those are really quite good with the naked eye. The rest, you sort of need a camera or a smartphone to record the colours. And remember, three out of four nights in Ireland are totally cloudy. And if you look at the statistics, people like me over in East Europe, where it seems to be always clear, they're seeing 30 displays of the Northern Lights a year. So do follow the social media. Unfortunately, if you did and you went out Friday night into Saturday morning, you probably only saw clouds. But your chance will come. I can't remember how many displays I've seen so far this year, but it's three or four. And I have photographs to prove it. And you'll see those photographs reproduced in the magazine, because a whole island like this, if it's cloudy at the north, it'll probably be clear somewhere in the middle or down the south. And people send in their pictures. And then every month you'll get the photographs taken from Ireland, because there's millions of them on the internet from all over the world, but the Irish ones, every month, dropped into your lap for a euro a week.
And, as you say, those alerts on astronomy.ie, they're not just alerts given the day of. You give people advance notice of when different things are coming up, so people know when to, you know, can prepare for, okay, where am I on Thursday, or if this is Monday, where am I going to be on Thursday? You'll give some idea of the, you know, plenty of notice of what's coming up, isn't that right?
Oh yeah. Well, the magazine, of course, has a whole month's worth of predictions, things we can predict when the moon goes near a planet. For instance, we're going to talk in a minute about the moon going near the star cluster of the Seven Sisters. But the aurora, unfortunately, we get about 24 to 48 hours notice, so we do need the social media for that. And, you know, even if you're very busy and you can't be checking the social media for a few seconds every afternoon, well, you know, when it's clear, at least go and check the social media then. Look for the daily post that we put up. And, you know, if anything important, such something's near a star or a planet or the moon, or there's an aurora, or there's the International Space Station, you'll see it in seconds. And, you know, all you have to do is hope it stays clear until after sunset.
Now, David, another highlight this week is Venus appearing very close to Regulus. Now, for listeners who may not recognise the name Regulus, what will they actually see when they look into the western sky after sunset?
Well, Regulus is one of the brightest stars in the sky. And if it weren't for Venus swamping, I think it's about 50 times brighter Venus is, then it, you know, be an easy sight to see. So we've got this dramatic close approach of Venus to Regulus. And Venus is only moving very slowly relative to the starry background. So in fact, you can watch it tonight, and they'll get closer tomorrow night. Until Thursday night, they're technically closest. And they're about what we call a degree apart. That's about two moon widths. Or put another way, if you hold your finger out at arm's length, it's about the width of your finger. So you're going to be able to cover Venus and Regulus at the same time. And if you've got the magazine, you'll see there's a diagram in there showing how close they get for every night this week and all over the weekend afterwards as Venus slowly pulls apart. And Venus, if you haven't seen it, it's in the west just after the sun sets. You can technically see it in daylight if you know exactly where to look. That's how bright it is. When I'm out on my walk in the evenings, I can see Venus in the twilight. So sunset to 10, you should be able to see it by half 10 until about half 11. And that's the time to watch out. This time, take a close look and see if you can see Regulus right next to it. The diagram in the magazine show you exactly where it is relative to Venus. And try and snap that with your smartphone and send in your photo to Astronomy Ireland magazine and we'll publish it for you.
Because
it's quite rare. Venus will pass one of the bright stars in the sky.
Because this is one of those beautiful celestial pairings that, as you say, doesn't require any special equipment to see it.
Yeah, and who knew about it, you know? Some people might be out doing their walk and they're seeing Venus in the evenings, walking the dog, whatever, and they don't realise it's going to pass near the brightest star in Leo called Regulus, a very interesting star. And when you're watching it, just remember, Venus is a planet the same size as the Earth, pretty small. Our star, the Sun, is 100 times wider than the Earth. Regulus is bigger than that, and it's about 5 million times further away than Venus is, which is hard to grasp. As you see what looked like two star-like objects in the sky, and one of them is actually 5 million times further away than the other. So that's something we like to highlight in the magazine, get people excited about not only the sights, but what they're actually seeing. And if you've got a pair of binoculars, have a close-up look, because that'll brighten them up by a factor of 100, and they look even more spectacular that way.
And speaking of binoculars, David, you recommend using binoculars rather than rushing out to buy an expensive telescope. Why are a good pair of binoculars often the best first investment for people who want to explore the night sky?
Yeah, it's the best kept secret in the hobby. The word binocular is actually short for a binocular telescope. There are binocular microscopes as well. Bi meaning two, ocular meaning eyes. It's something you use with two eyes. So really, a pair of binoculars is actually two telescopes. And they're fixed at low magnification, which means you won't see detail on the planets with them. But they do collect a 50-millimeter size, nearly 100 times more light than your eye. 10 times mean they get 10 times closer. So you're seeing the sky far better than your naked eye can. And there's a lot to see. So if you go out this Friday night, you'll have to wait till about 2 a.m. Saturday morning, to be honest, you'll see the moon rising. And right next to it is the lovely Seven Sister Star Cluster. You can see with the naked eye. And it's absolutely glorious in a pair of binoculars. I'm sure people have seen photographs of it. It's like the brightest star cluster in the entire sky. So they're going to line up beautifully on Friday night. I'll be staying up late into Saturday morning for sure.
Now, and speaking of that tin crescent moon and the famous Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters, why is this such a special site for anyone willing to stay up into the early hours? Make a pitch for it now as to why I or anyone else should stay up to watch this one.
Yeah, it's a Friday night, so it's not a school night anyway. That's one thing about it. And the moon, it's only about 16%. So what's that, about a seventh or sixth of its diameter is lit up. So it looks like a banana shape. And that means it's not going to be very bright. Normally, if it's a full moon beside the Pleiades, then its bright light of the full moon will swamp the stars because, you know, they're only just barely visible to the naked eye on their own. This won't happen. And although the moon will get near the Pleiades every month for about 6 months of the year, sometimes it'll be a much farther away. This time they're so close again, your finger at arm's length will cover the moon and the Pleiades. And take a close-up look in your binoculars. Because
okay.
It should be really spectacular, 100 times brighter.
Okay, we've just over a minute left, and I have two quick questions for you. You often encourage listeners to take photographs, as you've mentioned a number of times throughout this interview, even with a smartphone. Is astronomy photography becoming much more accessible, and what advice would you give someone hoping to capture one of these events for the first time?
Oh, yeah. People don't realise now they're all carrying around a powerful astronomical camera in their pockets. The smartphones these days can take long exposures. The human eye is like a video camera. It's taking several pictures a second. The light never builds up. But the smartphones can actually collect the light for 10, I've seen some of them go as long as 20 seconds. Some of them even can actually add multiple pictures together, and they will photograph stars far fainter than you can see. When you get a display of the Northern Lights, they're doing this in colour as well. The human eye at night's not that sensitive to colour. So they way outperformed the human eye. We had two lectures about this. And anyone who's bothering to listen to the show this far in, if you email us, we will send you those two lecture recordings free. One was our Christmas lecture in December, telling you how to do it. You'll probably find lots of information on the internet. Or just fool around with night mode, pro mode, manual mode at night and see if you can photograph stars fainter than you can okay. see. You'll get hooked like I did years ago and you'll produce some incredible results after a bit of practice.
And just very, very briefly, you have that online lecture coming up on the fascinating subject of warping space and time, which sounds something straight out of science fiction, very quickly now.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's our monthly lecture next Monday. We'll tell you more about it next week.
Okay.
And you can book your tickets now online.
Okay.
Astronomy.ie.
Yeah, okay. Everything you want is on astronomy.ie. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, thank you once again for joining us. If you'd like to know exactly when to see the International Space Station, receive free Northern Lights alerts, learn more about this week's SEAL events, or book the upcoming online lecture on warping space and time, visit Astronomy Ireland, astronomy.ie. And don't forget to look up this week. You never know what you might discover. David, thanks indeed for your time.
My pleasure.
Okay. That brings us to the end of this evening's program.